The truth is, most of the things worth doing in life are scary at first, whether it's starting a project, having a hard conversation, going for a job interview, moving to a new city, moving to a new country, or stepping into a new season. The fear doesn't really go away, but here's the catch. You don't need to wait until you're fearless. You just need to do it scared. So let's dive in. What's up? How are you guys feeling? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? I hope you're feeling amazing. Welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 136, and I am your host, Awino Awiti. So I'm super excited for this episode. Today we're talking about something we all feel but rarely admit. Fear. Yes, the truth is, most of the things worth doing in life are scary at first, whether it's starting a project, having a hard conversation, going for a job interview, moving to a new city, moving to a new country, or stepping into a new season. The fear doesn't really go away, but here's the catch. You don't need to wait until you're fearless. You just need to do it scared. So let's dive in. Anyway, before we get into the episode, first things first, announcements. So tomorrow, actually, you're going to be listening to this on Friday, 5th September. So tomorrow, actually, 6th September, Podfest is happening. Podfest is happening. And if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what Podfest is yet, bro, well, what's up? Like, you're missing out. So Podfest is gonna be happening tomorrow at Kenya Cultural Center, which is inside Kenya National Theatre. So it's in town. So I'll be on stage. Unspoken Podcast will be on stage for the first time. Me, I'll be on stage for the first time. And I think that's actually the inspo behind this episode. So yeah, I'll be on stage, and I just need you guys to come out and support me. Let's have fun together. Let's have vibes. So I'll be on stage like a Podfest. So I've already explained what Podfest is. It's a festival for podcasters, and we're like young podcasters. I'm doing this with young podcasters. You're gonna be seeing them. But if you follow me on Instagram, you already have all the details. Tickets are still on sale, guys. Tickets are still on sale. 1,000 bob only. Get your tickets at mook.com. Just check out Podfest Kenya. Get your tickets and come on, join me. Let's have fun. Do after the performance, basically ni sherehe sherehe. So could it bigger sherehe pamoja? It's gonna be vibes and revived. So yeah, I'm super excited. This is the first time actually I'm taking the podcast live on stage. This is the first time I'll be live, and I'm gonna be doing it alone, and definitely I'm gonna be doing it scared. So that's the inspo behind this episode. But you guys, you need to come out, come out, come all out, guys, come all out. Support your girl. Let's create memories together. Let's have fun. I'm super excited actually. My outfit is ready. My outfit is ready. So you guys, you need to come out all out. Let's have fun. I'm just excited. I'm just looking forward to Saturday, and then also Sunday I have like another gig. I'll be attending the Spotify. Spotify has invited me for a masterclass. So yeah, this weekend is full of a lot of things going on. But yeah, I'm super excited for Podfest. I already gave out the two tickets. Yeah, so shout out to the lucky winners, Derek and Mwangangi. So shout out to them. They'll be joining me. They'll be attending the Podfest. So yeah, get your tickets, get your tickets, get your tickets, and let's have fun together. So let's get right into the episode. We're talking about doing it scared, because the first time actually I got the info that I'm gonna be part of Podfest this year, I was like, I wasn't scared at the first time, because at the moment, because I was like, okay, it was so far, because I think the first time I was told about it, like in June or July, when 3 months ago, basically 3 to 2 months ago. So at the time, I was like, it's so far, it's not a big deal. Like, I really didn't think about it that much when I got the information that I'd be part of Podfest. I didn't really think about it so much. So now, as the days drew closer, now it hit home, like, bruh, this is actually happening. I'm gonna be on the stairs. Like, what? This is actually happening. What? So I started doubting myself. Typical me. I started doubting myself. So I was like, okay, what if what if I get on stage and then people don't like my vibe? What if I get on stage and then I mess up? What if I get on stage and then I go blank? So I started like really doubting myself. But I feel like I was doubting myself because one, I was scared. Because yo, it's the first time I'm gonna be live on stage, the pod, and I'm gonna be the last thing is that I'm gonna be alone because I'm a solo podcast. I was even saying the other day, like, wow, times like this is when I regret, why did I start a solo podcast? I wish I had like a co-host. Oh my god. So I was like so scared. I was thinking, what am I gonna even talk about? I'm always here yapping alone. Now I've been given a platform. It's my time to shine. But then what if, so my mind was full of what ifs. I was overthinking it because I'm an overthinker. I was now overthinking it. I was like, what if I don't give it my best? What if I do? What if I mess up? What if? So I was like doubting myself. Then I thought, it's not that deep. It's never that deep. But then nowadays when I start overthinking, that's one thing I tell myself. It's never that deep. Once I tell myself that, I know I got it. So I just started prepping. I was like, you've done a lot of scary things, man. I've done even more scarier things. So what is podcast? What is just being on stage? In fact, I'm one person who shines on stage. I'm one person. I even was telling my friend that I'm not an introvert. In fact, I'm an extrovert. I love being on stage. I love being in front of the cameras. I love having the mic on. I just love yapping. I love talking. I love just doing outgoing stuff because I'm just one outgoing person. So I was here having a conversation with myself. I was like, okay, why are you even scared? It's you. I mean, why are you even scared? So I'm a bit scared. Actually, last week, something also that is an inspo behind this episode. Last week, last Sunday, actually, to be exact, I hosted my first event. I was the MC. I made what's a debut? Can I say I made my debut as an MC? So I hosted, I MC'd an event for the first time. It was my first time being an MC, and that was great. Actually, I was scared kidogo, but actually I was not scared so much, but kidogo too, because it was my first time. But actually, I had a blast. I had so much fun, and I was like, yeah, I was actually meant to be on the mic. So I'm hoping to get more MC gigs. So if you're listening to this, yeah. Munite kazi, so I can be a MC. I can MC your gigs. Minim sawa hype. Mine is a hype for sewa bambike. So yeah, give me jobs so I can be. I just realized that is something I actually need to explore more. Do more MCing gigs, host more events. So yeah, that was something I think I really need to do. So do it scared. Let's redefine courage. Let's redefine courage. And I feel like this is something we have had a lot of times. Do it scared. Do it anyway. Do it unprepared. Do it. Yeah, do it. Let's redefine courage. So courage doesn't mean the absence of fear. Actually, it means acting despite it. Because this pod's first stuff, being on stage and with other podcasters. Yeah, it's a big deal, honestly. It is a big deal, and I have to show up and show out. I have to represent unspoken. I have to represent y'all speakers to the fullest. I can't see as well, Ngusha Manze. So I have to be so courageous and act despite being scared. The myth of waiting until you feel ready. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a myth. Don't wait to feel ready. Start whatever it is you're doing. I know that a lot of things we always want to do, chasing our dreams, opening businesses, starting creative projects, moving to a different country, moving to maybe a different city, speaking in front of a public, which is crazy, performing on stage, having hard conversations. Those are a lot of things that we actually have to just do them scared. Because if it scares you, it probably matters. Yeah, if it scares you, it probably matters. Because if something doesn't scare you, it means that you don't really care about it. If you're not scared, you don't care. Ooh, that's another unspoken quote. If it doesn't scare you, you don't care. Yeah, that's another unspoken quote. Let me write it down. If it doesn't scare you, you don't care. Yeah, have that in mind. I'll have that in mind on Saturday when I'm going on stage. So yeah, so use that. Fear is an indicator of growth opportunities because this is a great opportunity that I have over here. Taking my podcast live on stage, that's a great opportunity. 2020 version of me when I started this podcast, I never would have thought that I would ever be part of such an event. Never in my wildest dreams that I would have thought I'd grow to the point that I would get such opportunities. So fear is an indicator of growth opportunities. Just that those people felt that my podcast is worth being on that stage, that is a sign of growth. So I'm gonna show up whether I'm scared or not, because this is my time to shine. I'm gonna do it scared. So Saturday is gonna be amazing. And fear, you need to build resilience through fear. And fear is actually a normal thing. Don't overthink it. Like, oh, now that don't actually think that fear makes you weak. Actually, it doesn't. It makes you strong. And fear is a muscle. You need to use fear as a muscle because it makes you strong. Because the more you do things scared, the stronger you get. The more you do things scared, the stronger you get, and the more advanced. Because now you're gonna look back and say, oh, what's I did that. Now what's gonna stop me from doing this? So failure shifts from something to dread to something to learn from, which is amazing, which is amazing. So man, let's get that's what I came to remind you guys over here, as I remind myself actually. I'm talking to you guys, but I'm actually reminding myself that I need to do it scared. I need to do this thing scared. Don't stay comfortable in life. You'll stay still. We've talked about that. Comfort zone, nothing happens in the comfort zone. No growth happens in the comfort zone. So do it scared. Do it misunderstood. Your emotions don't have to be in sync with your ambitions. You don't need ideal circumstances to make progress. Courage is a reward. You only get it from doing that thing that you are so afraid of in the first place. The time you feel fear, that's the best time to do it. That's the best time to do it. Actually, when something scares you, that means something greater is gonna come out of that thing. So that's when you do it. That's when you tap into that opportunity. When you're scared, when you feel fear, that's when you do it. That's when you tap into that opportunity, because no risk, no reward. No risk, no story. This is the best time. Never don't box yourself and just get used to doing the things that you're used to doing, just the ordinary stuff. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit your capabilities. Go out for these opportunities, because one thing I know about opportunities, they don't come along as often. So do it scared. Do it misunderstood, because growth starts where comfort ends. Okay, so guys, I just wanted to remind you that this is just a short episode that I just wanted to remind you that, because I feel like this is something you need to actually remind yourself. Sometimes I'm smart. Anyway, I'll get anyway, another one will come, because the beauty of looking back. And you realize that what once scared you feels small now, that you accomplished what once scared you. That's the beauty. That's how you measure your growth, how fear shapes your growth story. Fear actually shapes your growth story. Because if I got the MCing gig and I was like, bro, I'm not an MC. I've never MC'd an event. I can't do it, man. Now. What I would have missed that opportunity. Now I can say I've MC'd an event. I can comfortably add an NC to my portfolio. I was even saying that the other day, that add NC to my portfolio, because I did something that scared me. And now when I look back, it has added to my growth. That is something that I can say I did, and I can get more opportunities because I did it. I did it scared. So, yo, you don't need confidence to start. Confidence comes from starting. Huh? Can I repeat that? That's another unspoken quote, guys. I'm just spitting wisdom, spitting wise quotes. So you don't need confidence to start. Confidence comes from starting. So do it scared, because permission to move without perfection. Yeah, you don't need permission to move without perfection. So do it scared, do it misunderstood, and make sure you come to Podfest, get your tickets. get your tickets and come and see me on stage as I do it scared, because I'm scared that I'm doing it anyway. So come on stage and let's do all this scared, and let's have fun, and let's make memories, man, and let's grow. I'll see you on Saturday, and I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.